I'm Ezra David Romero. You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. There's a lot of talk in Fresno about revitalization of downtown. In fact, this week, the Fresno City Council is set to vote on a plan by private developers to turn the century-old Hotel Fresno into a mixed-use apartment building. But residents in other parts of the city, including Southeast Fresno, are also eager to see an injection of new life and revitalization. Recently, a group held an event that sought to show what a revitalized Ventura Avenue and Kings Canyon Road would look like. Here to tell us more is Michael Segala, owner of Segala Inc., a local planning firm. Michael, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Joe.
First of all, before we start out and talk about what happened, this pop-up event that you had this past weekend on Ventura and Kings Canyon, I want to paint a picture of this part of Fresno for our listeners who are outside of the area. What is the heart of Ventura and Kings Canyon? This is an area that's very rich in history. You have the fairgrounds and other great resources there, a lot of long-time residents, beautiful homes. But tell us about this part of the city.
Right. Well, thank you. The Ventura Kings Canyon corridor, I'm calling it a corridor here, is, you know, about 2 to 3 miles from downtown Fresno all the way to Sunnyside on the eastern side of town. It represents a long history of a multicultural population there. There's a lot of people that live there. If you look at both sides of the street for about half a mile, totals about 50,000 to 60,000 residents. So it's a good mid-sized city anywhere else in America. It's a major corridor in a major city in California. So it connects the fairgrounds to downtown. It's scheduled for bus rapid transit in Southeast Fresno. And it's considered a future high-density transit-oriented corridor for the city. So there's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of great things happening there now, a lot of good people, a lot of local businesses. And it really is the center of this whole, you know, vibrant community in Southeast Fresno.
You sort of have an interesting mix of old and new. You have the fairgrounds, you have the old county hospital, the old VMC that's now vacant. You also have some big box stores and newer developments mixed with older commercial and industrial activity on the streets. There's a really interesting mix. So what exactly was the event last weekend? You did some things that I see other communities have done in the Bay Area and in L.A., these pop-up parks and things. What happened on Saturday? Because this is really unusual for Fresno.
Absolutely. It was a first for Fresno. It's part of a larger planning process for Southeast Fresno. We can talk about that more if you like. But the event on Saturday was a one-day demonstration project of what a complete street may look like. So our plan is focusing on a complete street, and complete street is a safe street that provides mobility for all types of users. So from pedestrians to bicyclists to people who use the bus to cars. So and by providing those environments, you not only get people to walk the street more, for example, gets them out, it gets them to frequent the businesses more, but it really makes it really turns the place into a new environment. So people, locals here, the example is Tower District, right? So we basically on a node, a corner of Southeast Fresno this week, and we created the Tower District. We put landscaping in the middle of the street. We put parklets, which basically allowed people to sit sidewalk level, but in a parking spot. Right next to the street. So basically we put tables and chairs. We built these what they call parklets. We had a crosswalk where there isn't a crosswalk. It was a very colorful landscape crosswalk. We had a lot of trees out there. So it was mariachi band, a car show, a great sort of community event that was focused on streets and street design and how we can make this a more vibrant community for all types of users. And so that was the event. It was sponsored by Caltrans, Fresno Cog, PlaceWorks out of Berkeley was the lead design consultant on this, and a whole host of other local community groups were part of the process as well. It was successful. It was great. The residents loved it, and they got it right away. They were like, thank you for the crosswalk. Thank you. And they were sitting in the parklets on the street there, so it was a good feel.
So what's the next vision, or what's the new vision for this part of the city and this major corridor? You mentioned bus rapid transit. That's something that's on the way in the coming years to Fresno along the Blackstone Corridor and then along Ventura Kings Canyon. Right now, Ventura is kind of more like Blackstone. You're talking about making it more like Olive Avenue. Is the street going to shrink, or what is the vision?
I think part of complete streets is maybe at certain nodes, the certain spots along the corridor, the traffic sort kind of slows down, and it allows it easier use for pedestrians to cross the street and that type, and bicyclists and that type of stuff. But for the most part, it stays like it is, right? But I think we may see some nodes of mixed use development there, and that continues for the whole street. So the whole street sort of would get potentially, you know, streetscaping, banners, light poles, nice sidewalks, et cetera, but that what we're trying to really do is set the table for the private sector to come in afterwards as well and say, okay, that's all done. I don't have any offsites to worry about on my project. I don't have sewer, water, street lights, signals, or anything. And I can develop with less question marks and less costs for my project as well. So it's really sort of laying the groundwork for a whole new community in the future that I think is well supported with the demographics that are there.
Now, if you look at the city's new general plan, there's a lot of growth projected for the far southeast, I guess more east-southeast, and the southeast growth area and those things. Does that make the Ventura Kings Canyon corridor even more important as that link between like downtown and that area? I mean, for years we heard about the plans that they were going to build a river park style thing out at on Clovis Avenue and Kings Canyon, Fancher Creek development. Is there going to be more activity in that area? Is this, what do you see happening?
Well, that's the hope, and the hope that it's more organic. We got a lot of local business owners there and a lot of folks that live right off the corridor. So allowing that to happen, I don't know what the status is on that periphery development in southeast Fresno. I know Fancher Creek's probably getting really close to coming in, but this wouldn't really be affected by it. This is sort of on its own that would be there to go forward with, yeah.
Now, you mentioned the bus rapid transit. One of the issues when bus rapid transit came to the Fresno City Council a year ago and was voted down, we heard from some of the business owners in that area, and they were saying they were concerned about losing their on-street parking. Is that still a concern? Are the business owners there? Because in some stretches, if you're over by Sunnyside High School and the big stores there, the Winco and the Walmart, you know, they've got big parking lots, but if you're closer to downtown, many of those merchants don't have their own parking lots. They're relying on street parking. How does that fit in with this new vision?
I think it does, and I think with the BRT, the bus rapid transit, they were able to make some modifications to that to not take away as much parking. So the BRT got simplified a little bit, and so I think that took care of some of the parking concerns. But I will stress this, the business owners, some of them didn't understand what we were doing when we talked to them ahead of time. Once it was done in front of their store, they got it. They're like, wait a minute, this is pretty nice. And you know what? It's making people come to my store because people were actually walking to their store that maybe wouldn't walk before because they were across the street and there wasn't an easy way to get across unless you walked down to the next block. So by providing that crosswalk that we did, for example, it allowed more people to come to the store, and they were really supportive after that. They maybe didn't get it at first, but they were really supportive after.
We're talking with urban planner Michael Segala about this new effort in Fresno to revitalize the Ventura and Kings Canyon corridor in southeast Fresno. They held an event last weekend that was really interesting. They installed these pop-up parks. Tell me more about what a pop-up park is, or these little parklets.
Okay, parklet, it's where you would normally park your car on the street parallel to the curb, right? But what they did is they took pallets and they laid them down and they put plywood on top of them so they're even with the sidewalk level, right? So it becomes an extension of the sidewalk. And then with some pallets, they cut them in half and they made that a fence around it. So imagine you're sitting in a little square in front of the store, but you're on the street. You're not on the sidewalk. And they put chairs and tables. They actually made benches out of pallets as well, and they painted it all nice and everything, and they put chairs and tables, and people were just sitting down enjoying the day.
So kind of like if you had a restaurant on the side of the road there, you could have your outdoor dining or something on those.
Absolutely. And you go to San Francisco or major cities, you see these parklets. You may not know what I'm trying to describe exactly, but if you saw it, you would say, okay, that's what they did. But it was just one day. It was just one day to show that it's possible, and here's a design option for the street.
So you had Caltrans and COG and all these other agencies that are funding this as a temporary thing, as a demonstration project. Is there the next step that this is not going to be just pallets, but something that's actually built?
Well, that's the hope, is that, you know, through this planning process, we develop a plan that has all these all these design elements in the public right of way and for the private side as well, and that it becomes a priority. We don't want to see it to become another plan on the shelf. You always hear that cliche. So I think in this particular case, with what's going on there and the state of what's going on with federal, state, and local funding focusing on transit-oriented type development and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, getting people out of their cars, higher density development. The city's general plan promotes that on this corridor, for example. So I think the trend is heading towards a state where this plan it will actually be very attractive, and our hope is that it leads to that, and our hope is that the city may, for example, make this a priority for implementation. We don't know, and we're not there yet, but that's our hope at least.
Anytime we talk about change in an existing neighborhood, especially revitalization, there are also concerns that are sometimes raised. We're seeing it right now in downtown. Some of the folks involved with the Fulton Mall are concerned that the effort there to take out the mall might displace some of the existing business owners, gentrification and those issues. Is that also something that folks focusing on Ventura and Kings Canyon should watch out for? You're talking about denser development, bringing all these new people. What about the existing business owners who are there and serving an existing clientele?
I say it's a big world and it's a big street, and I don't see that as an issue. I think if we were in another major metropolitan area where a lot of higher end retailers were trying to really attract a younger, a higher income population to live there, I think that would be an issue. I don't think that's an issue yet in Fresno. I don't see us there. I don't see that being an issue anytime soon.
Also, turning to the bus rep and transit, you keep using this term transit-oriented development. What does that mean? Does it mean we're going to have high rises along here? Or does it mean we're just going to have more bus stops? What is the future for how the development community takes advantage of this major infrastructure investment from the federal government with this new essentially light rail on wheels concept with bus rapid transit?
Absolutely. And that's the hope, is that, transit-oriented development, in this case it's bus. It could be other things. It could be subway. It could be rail, right? So in this case, it's bus leading the way. And basically what you're trying to do is provide for a little bit higher density and mixed-use type developments around these transit stops to facilitate, higher growth and dynamic neighborhoods, if you will. So that's the essential concept behind a transit-oriented development. It's a little higher density and it's mixed use. And the hope is that people walk, bike, et cetera, to and from the station to get more folks out of their car and reduce our vehicle miles traveled, thus reducing greenhouse gas emissions and everything else. So that's where it's headed, I believe.
So how did the community respond to the event the other day?
Unbelievable. Like I said, residents just came out. They were coming out to shop. They were coming out to eat. They thanked us for the crosswalks. They sat in the chairs and the parklets. They said, this looks really nice. Why can't we do this permanently? They were asking when we're going to plant the trees and plants that we brought out to put on the street. And we're like, well, this is just a one-day thing, but it could happen. So I think the response was just overwhelming by the businesses and the residents.
We've been talking with Michael Sagala. He is an urban planner. And part of this effort to revitalize the Ventura Avenue and Kings Canyon Road neighborhoods in Fresno, Southeast Fresno, this project last weekend kicked off with an effort to build temporary pop-up parklets and other pedestrian-friendly amenities along that part of the city. If people want more information, can they go somewhere, or is there a effort to take this beyond where things are right now?
If they want more information, they can get involved. We're having another community-wide workshop in January. We've already had two this past weekend. That was our second one. So there's still a chance to get involved. We had a lot of students from Fresno State and Roosevelt High School come out and volunteer to help make this thing happen. So it's been a community-based effort. We want to maintain it as a community-based effort. They can go to Fresno Cog's website, FresnoCog.org/revitalize. Ventura Kings Canyon, and find more information as well.
Michael Sagala, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.